Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Thank you, Ted Williams, on this Wednesday, middle of the week, Wednesday, May the 6th, 2020. 20 minutes past the hour, getting on a little late this morning. A lot of news, a lot of weather, quite a few obituaries this morning, but we are here and we are ready to go. Now, this morning, we have 2 hours of this program, which will essentially be open phone lines this morning, me and you on the toll-free line having a good time talking about whatever is on your mind, and there's always a lot on my mind. And after that, we'll have the Charlie Evers Show. Now, this morning, Glenn Coble and I will be sitting in for Charlie and having a good time, and heavens knows what Glenn and I will get into today. Now, the last 2 weeks have pretty well been philosophically deep conversations, so stay tuned for that. The Charlie Evers Show, 10 a.m. until 12 noon, Glenn Coble and I sitting in today, and then you have A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble today from 12:10 to 1 p.m., and Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 to 7 p.m. So there is your day right here on WWGH Radio, and a whole lot of programming, good stuff in between those programs. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about last night. Now, have you ever been lucky? Because here's the thing. Now, I will tell you this, that I still set an old-fashioned alarm clock. I do not do it on a cell phone. I do not do it any other way. I still have an old-fashioned alarm clock that plugs into the wall that I wake up to every morning. Have had this alarm clock, gosh, I don't know how long now, probably over 20 years. So here's what happened last night. Last night, because I usually, well, here's the thing. I have a Roku in my bedroom, hooked up to the television. So before I go to bed at night, I usually turn the Roku on and watch something on the Roku, and it shuts off kind of automatically after about 2 or 3 hours. So even if I am not there to shut the Roku off, it automatically shuts off and kind of goes back to that screensaver, so something's not playing all night. Now, last night, I went to bed, and I woke up at one point in the middle of the night and realized that the room was completely black, and the only thing that I could see was the red numbers on the alarm clock blinking. So, I realized that there has been a power outage, but the room is completely black, the house is completely black, it's the middle of the night. So, I figure I've got to get up to do this show. I don't know what time it is. The alarm clock is obviously no longer set, so I've got to fix this. The closest thing to me at this point is my watch. Now, here's another, if you're still using the old alarm clock, here's another reason why it's good to have an old watch around. So, I get up and I go to my dresser and I grab my watch and I see that it is 4:30 in the morning. 4:30 in the morning. But you're groggy at this point because you don't expect to be getting out of bed at 4:30 in the morning and resetting clocks and resetting alarms. So I get up and I see what time it is, and I get back in the bed and I grab the alarm clock, and now I have to set the alarm clock back to 4:30. So now we've got the correct time again, 4:30 a.m. And at that point in the morning, you're kind of groggy because you're thinking, did I set this to 4:30 a.m. or 4:30 p.m.? What have I done here? Okay. Well, I start to doze back off at this particular time, and then it dawns on me, do you know what I forgot to do? Now, I'm going to let this linger for a second in your mind. Now, again, I wake up at 4:30 in the morning, I see that the alarm clock is blinking 12, red. I get out of bed. I see that it's 4:30 in the morning. I get back into bed. I set the clock again to 4:30 in the morning, 4:30 a.m. What did I forget to do? Now, I will tell you that I did catch this. Thank goodness I caught it. I don't know what made it spring in my mind at 4:30 in the morning because I went back to sleep pretty quickly. But do you know what I forgot to do at 4:30 in the morning in this whole procession of events that could have caused a major problem? If you do know, give me a ring. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'm going to let this linger for about 5 minutes and go on to some other things. But if anybody knows what I forgot to do, call in and tell me. Now remember, I had to be up at about 6:37. So what do you think I forgot to do that, thank goodness I caught before I dozed back off to sleep at 4:30 in the morning, that could have caused major trouble this morning? Give me a ring. 740-383-9944. It could have caused the kind of trouble where I would not be telling you this story right now. Does anybody know what I just about forgot to do? Because you're hazy at 4:30 in the morning. You're not expecting to wake up to a clock blinking. You're not expecting to walk over and have to find your watch in the dark and find out what time it is and set the clock back to 4:30. One step was about left out, and it would be a step that would have caused me not to be here this morning. What did I about forget to do? Again, give me a ring. I'm going to let it linger for about 5 minutes. 740-383-9944. So that was the power outage last night. And I don't know when this occurred because I went to bed somewhere around 11:30, 12 o'clock. And by 4:30, it had already happened and the electric had been back on. So that's a good thing. Of course, when I got up this morning, all the clocks in the house were blinking. The clock on the stove, the clock on the coffee pot, the alarm clocks in the other room, everything was blinking and buzzing and making noises. So one of the tasks today will be to reset all the clocks in the house. Isn't that fun? And also, I assume everything has shut off in the house too and reset at this point. So I'll have to turn everything back on that needs to be back on. Did anybody else have a power outage last night? Let me know about that, too. 740-383-9944. Now, my morning McDonald's venture, I have nothing but good things to report today. As you know, this all started Monday. The diet soda that I get at McDonald's is $1.07, and I handed the girl at McDonald's on Monday $1.10 and got no change. That's where this whole thing started. Now, yesterday, I ordered another pop, $1.10, or $1.07. I gave her $1.10, and I got the 3 cents back. So I'm thinking, man, we're definitely moving in the right direction. Well, this morning, interestingly enough, I go to the window, and I did not have any small bills. I did not have any dollar bills. So, and I also still had these dimes that I want to get rid of. So this morning, for the $1.07 soda, I had to give $10.10. Now, at this point, I was a little leery, because the change on this is $9.03. So I'm thinking that if I give her $10.10, and she decides to pull one of these things where I'm going to keep your change, man, we could be in some real trouble this morning. But I gave her the money, and without hesitation, she gave me the change. Now, this begs an interesting question. Now, when it's $9.03 being your change, there's no problem at all. They're more than happy to give that back to you because, of course, who would not want $9.03? But why is 3 cents? I understand it's a less amount of currency. But why is 3 cents not important, but $9.03 is? And why didn't they just give me the $9 and keep the 3 cents like they have done in the past? It's an interesting world. And we had a gentleman call in who also had problems with McDonald's before we went on the air this morning. If that gentleman is still listening, I'd love to get that story on the air. If you're out there listening, you called right before we went on the air this morning, I'd love to get you on the air to tell your story. So if you're still out there, give me a call. It's an interesting story. And it proves that I'm not the only one who's nuts when it comes to McDonald's. Give me a call here, 740-383-9944, and I am not bashing the McDonald's chain. I still go there every morning. I just don't understand some of the things that go on there that are a little bit beyond me at this particular point in time. 31 minutes past the hour on this Wednesday morning, middle of the week. Is anybody going to guess what I forgot to do this morning when I reset my clock at 4:30 in the morning? What step did I almost forget that would not have allowed me to be here this morning? And if that gentleman's still out there listening, I'd love to hear your story about McDonald's. Make the phone ring, 740-383-9944. Okay, we got the power outage and we got the McDonald's. Oh, yesterday was Cinco de Mayo. Now, here's an interesting thing. It's kind of hard to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, which I know a lot of people do, because the restaurants are still closed. And this has never happened before. So what do you do on Cinco de Mayo? Well, here's what I did on Cinco de Mayo. And I think I've been doing this a lot lately to try to still have fun, still celebrate these events, and still have a good time. And, you know, here's the funny thing. And I don't know if I'm a glass half empty type of person, and this is why this happens, but every time I think I'm going to celebrate these events in this way, I always start off thinking, oh, this is not going to be as good as it would have been if I was able to go inside these restaurants. Because apparently during this pandemic, I am just not as into cooking as I have been. So last night, somebody called me up and said, do you want to go get some Mexican food in celebration of Cinco de Mayo? And of course, I said, well, sure, that sounds like fun, but obviously we cannot eat it in the restaurant, or we're going to have to go to a fast food place like Taco Bell or something like that. And they said, that's fine, let's do it. So here's one of the things I've noticed about pandemic. Now, normally, in a situation like that, you would just meet at the restaurant because you would both go to the restaurant and then you would both get out and you would go in and you'd eat and then you'd separate and you would leave. Well, that's not really an option currently. So now you kind of have to go together in the same car if you plan to have any conversation at all, because that's the only time you're going to have conversation. Or else you're just going to be driving through the drive-thru or the carry-out all by yourself. So here's what happened last night. I actually did meet the person there, but, and this just shows you what's going on in the pandemic world. I met the person there, but they parked their car outside of the restaurant and then got in my car, and then we went through the drive-thru for pickup and got the Cinco de Mayo food. Then we pulled out of the business, back into the parking lot where their car was, parked next to their car, and sat and ate the Cinco de Mayo food in my car. Which, by the way, was very good, I have to say. It was a good Cinco de Mayo. And again, this is what happened, and this is what I implore people to do during this particular time. We just talked, because you got to talk. You're in a car together. You're in a car together, a very confined space, and you're eating Mexican food. So, basically, what we did was just laugh and told funny, funny stories and talked about the fact that it was Cinco de Mayo and we were eating Cinco de Mayo food in a car. And laughing in a car, because it is bizarre to do that when you think about it. Under no other circumstance would this be something you would ever be doing in life. But during the pandemic, this is something we're doing. But you can't wear a mask when you're eating. You know, has anybody thought about that? If you're eating with somebody, you cannot wear a mask. That's one time you cannot wear a mask is when you're eating. Did anybody else have any ventures yesterday for Cinco de Mayo? Any fun things happen? Give me a buzz. Waiting to hear from you this morning. 740-383-9944. How did you celebrate the Cinco de Mayo? I heard that there were a couple restaurants here in town last night that were doing carryout with some alcoholic beverages for Cinco de Mayo, and also some good Cinco de Mayo food, shall we say. Did anybody have a good celebration last night for the big Cinco de Mayo, which now we celebrate here in the United States? It's become a big day. It's like Election Day on a Tuesday. And it also fell on Taco Tuesday, as many people pointed out yesterday. 740-383-9944. Again, I'm going to hold this out just a few more minutes. What did I forget to do this morning when I was resetting my clock that could have caused a disaster and caused me not to be here right now if I had not done it, if I had not caught it before I dozed back off at 4:30 this morning? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Here's another thing I did yesterday, because I believe this is important. And I've talked about this a lot during the pandemic, and I still believe it to be true. I think we've got to give people more praise. Now, you don't even have to name the person, and yesterday I did not name the person who I was praising. I just found somebody to be doing something very cool, and I thought, you know, I'm so proud of that person. And that's basically what I wrote on Facebook, that I was proud of this person. Now, I've become very popular on Facebook for being a vague booker. Now, apparently a vague booker is somebody who writes posts that are very vague because they do not include names or maybe even exactly what happened, just very broad strokes. So, I vague booked that I was very proud of somebody, and I was. But I'll tell you the reason I did not mention the person's name, and again, this is the reason I always don't mention the person's name, is I don't want to, you know, overstep. And I'm not going to ask somebody's permission, because then they know what you're going to do. I'm not going to go to them and say, oh, do you mind if I write a post about you being proud of you? You know, I'm not going to do that. But I think most people catch on that the post is about them, because usually you're friends with them on Facebook. And I guess if you've done something to be proud about, most people understand that that's about you. And I think this person did. Matter of fact, I'm sure they did, because we talked about it. So, there's that, and I do that. And if you feel comfortable putting the people's name in there, go ahead and do it. Why not? Don't let me stop you. So, that's my little story on praising people this morning. Now, here's a funny story from yesterday. Last night, got together with a group of people. I was a very busy person yesterday, believe it or not. Yesterday, I got together with a group of people. And the group of people really did not know my age. Now, I wasn't aware that they didn't know my age, but it just didn't know my age. So, we're having a conversation, and at one point during the conversation, age comes up. And somebody asked me what my age was, and I told him, well, you know, as easily as I'll tell somebody my age, and basically, they did not think that I was that age, that I was younger than that age, I think was the indication that I got last night, and I thought that was a very nice thing to say. You know, that's a pick-you-up. But you know what? I really don't understand this look your age thing anyway. What do ages look like? I think they look different for everybody. Everybody looks a little different at different ages in their life. Different ages and different stages, you look different. Does anybody understand that? What is a certain age supposed to look like? And that's why asking somebody how old you look, I really don't understand. I guess the only indication is maybe like gray hair, when you see somebody with gray hair, maybe who has dyed their hair, and they tell you their age, and you say, man, you don't look that old. Well, it's probably maybe because you dyed your hair and they didn't know that you had gray hair. I don't know. That whole age thing is kind of funny. Does anybody really understand that? There's another question for you this morning, 40 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. We are wide open here this morning on WWGH Radio. So there's my age story. Now, the next story, to get into this one, I can't believe this conversation came up last night, but it's worth telling again because it's been an ongoing saga here on the radio, and I know people to a certain degree are getting tired of me talking about it, but it did come up in conversation last night, so why not bring it up? So I'm together in this group last night, as I say, after the little Cinco de Mayo event, and the story, here's how it got started. We were talking last year about when Lulu Roman visited the station, Lulu Roman from Hee Haw. And I was talking about how when she came to the station, she was very nice and very accommodatable. And really the only thing that she ever asked for that day was lunch. And that day she just wanted chicken and potatoes and gravy and biscuits, and that's what she had for lunch. So we inevitably get on the conversation of gravy, because I said that's really the only type of gravy that I'll eat, is fast food gravy on mashed potatoes. I don't know, I can take it in small doses. And maybe it's because it's with the chicken, or maybe it's because there's coleslaw involved. I really don't know. But I can kind of eat it there. It's kind of like with my peanut butter thing. I would never have a piece of peanut butter pie. I would never eat a peanut butter sandwich. But if somebody gives me a Reese cup, I'll eat it. It's not my favorite dessert, but I'll eat it. So same type of thing here with the gravy. So inevitably, we got into the conversation about the sausage gravy that had been cooked earlier on this year. And then we also got into the conversation about, the other type of gravy. The other type of gravy that's got a bad name that we could never say on the air, but it's also got a real name. That was just in my head this morning. It's not the bad name. I know what the bad name is. You could never forget the bad name for this gravy once you hear it. But I don't want to say that. I want to say what it's actually called. It's not corned beef. Oh, does anybody know what kind of gravy I'm talking about? The actual name for it? Not the slang terminology? It's got some kind of meat in it, but I cannot remember what that is called. The product itself. If anybody knows, give me a call. Bail me out on this one. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. What is that gravy called that has the slang terminology? I knew somebody would know this. I cannot think about what it's called. Go ahead, caller.
It's dried beef on toast.
Dried beef on toast, but isn't
or
there...
Or SOS.
SOS is the slang term.
Yes.
But what is the meat that you put?
It's dried beef.
Dried beef. Is it just dried beef is what they call it?
It's just dried beef, yeah.
Yeah. It seems to me like the person last night who I was having this conversation with called it something else. Maybe they did call it dried beef.
Dried beef. It comes in a package or comes in a jar.
Now, how do you, because clearly I would never know how to prepare this. How do you prepare this gravy?
You cut up the dried beef and put it in a skillet, put some butter in there and some flour, and kind of brown, make sure you brown your flour. Then you add 2 cups of milk, and it turns in just like sausage gravy. It's basically it's the same thing.
Now, what is the so it has the same taste and texture as sausage gravy?
Well, not the same taste. Dried beef tastes different than sausage. Huh. But it's one of my family's favorites, both of them.
Well, that's what the conversation was last night, how this was one of the family's favorites. But, you know, but I did learn this. Now, not with the gravy. The gravy was very popular. But when I was having this conversation last night in this group, when I brought up peanut butter, one of the other people did say that they were not a peanut butter person either.
No, we like peanut butter too.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because you think you're about the only person in the world who does not like it when it's an item that's about, when it's that popular.
Uh-huh.
But last night I learned that I am not the only person in the world who is not a fan of peanut butter.
Well, my family, I have to buy both kinds, the crunchy and the smooth. Because my husband does the crunchy, but my kids and my grandkids do the smooth. So, both kinds on my pantry shelf.
So, it's dried beef and
dried
gravy.
Dried beef, uh-huh.
Dried beef and gravy. Well, that sounds... Hey, thanks for calling in.
You also, with the dried beef, you've there's a lot of, like, cheese ball recipes.
With dried beef?
With dried beef, uh-huh.
Really? So, dried beef and cheese goes together?
The cream cheese and olives and onions and all sorts of things.
Well, isn't that... You know, I've never bought dried beef in my life.
It's very good.
I tried the sausage gravy. I leapt into that this year, and that was an epic fail on my behalf. So I don't know if I can even... I wouldn't even dare at this point to go with the dried beef and gravy.
Well, probably not. But it does taste good.
I know I'm the oddity in this one. And like I said, I always said, because people got angry about this, but it's not that the sausage gravy was bad. I'm not saying it was bad. I'm just saying...
No, it's just you just don't like
it. I don't...
That's
right.
That's fine.
Right. I don't like it, so it's never going to taste good to me, no matter
probably
who's...
Probably not, no. It's
right.
It's just something that you don't care for.
Right, and I don't know why that got taken to such offense.
I don't like liver and onions.
Right.
You know, but there's a lot of people that do.
And it doesn't matter who prepares it.
That's right.
Right. So the chef has got to take this less personal because...
That's right.
it's just because I don't like it.
Right.
Right. Well, hey, thank you for calling.
Well, certainly.
Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Yeah, it was dried beef. That's what it was, dried beef and gravy. And trust me, that's another thing I'm not delving into, but a beloved dish by many people, to be sure. But it was interesting to bring up the gravy conversation again. Now, I will say this. There was a person in the group who was not a fan of gravy either. So I'm not the only oddity there. We got to be happy here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey.
Yes.
The beef, I'm pretty sure it's called chicken.
All right. Well, we knew where that person was trying to go. Now, if you're going to try to call in and say something like that, you know, it's not very bright because, frankly, you know you can't say that word on the air, so why would you even try? You know, and if you do say that word on the air, we're going to take it out. So, I mean, let's be a little sensible here this morning. Dried beef and gravy, just not my thing. So, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, apparently nobody has any idea what I almost forgot to do this morning when I was resetting the clock. Oh, here we go again. Now, let's see how this goes. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Good morning.
Good morning.
For my Cinco de Mayo, I chose to have some authentic Mexican food. There is a little, not to turn this into a commercial, but this is like the best kept secret. These past 2 weeks on Crescent Heights, there by the laundromat, there's been a taco truck there, and I've been wanting to try it, and I said, heck with it, and I went yesterday, and I got some, I know I'm going to butcher this word, flautas, F-L-A-U-T-A-S, like chicken rolled up like tacos and deep fried, and it comes with like some salsa verde and some white Mexican shredded cheese and lettuce and tomato. And you get four of them, and they're very filling for $5.50. I thought that was a good deal. And some tamarindo, and that is a drink, Mexican drink, and it sort of tastes like iced tea with lemon. But then there's like a little bit of like something else that you get, and that's the tamarind.
No, this is over in the Crescent Heights area?
Uh-huh. Yep. Crescent Heights, right there in front of the laundromat.
No, is this there every
truck.
Is this there every day?
It has been for about the last 2, maybe 3 weeks, and at least Monday through Friday. I don't go by there on the weekends, but...
Oh, well, isn't that interesting?
I bounce around in the bus through there every day, and I think, I should have stopped there. So yesterday I did, and it was delicious. And I'm just cracking up because I'm hearing you say that you celebrated with Taco Bell, and I'm like, oh!
Yeah, I know.
Go over there and get you some real Mexican food.
Well, you know, I think that ended up being more about the company than the food. Although the food, you know, at the Taco Bell is not awful. It's just not authentic.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, you got to go over and get you a taco. That's where it's at, Scott.
I'm going to have to head over to Crescent Heights.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open. We love stories like that. What did you do on Cinco de Mayo? I've told you what I did on Cinco de Mayo. What did you do? 740-383-9944. Or if there's anything else you would like to comment on, 740-383-9944. Go ahead and give me a ring, and we will put you up on the air. Now, the thing that I forgot to do this morning in regard to the alarm clock, here's what happened. So I get up, the alarm clock's blinking, I get out of bed, I grab my watch, I see what time it actually is, I walk back over to the alarm clock, I set the alarm clock for 4:30 in the morning, but what I forgot to do is when I reset the time, I forgot to reset the alarm, because when you lose power, your alarm resets back to 12 o'clock. And my alarm did not need to be set for 12 o'clock. That was not going to help me at all. And in the hazy mind of 4:30 in the morning, that can happen. So that's what I almost forgot to do. But right before I drifted back off this morning at 4:30 in the morning, I did open the alarm again and set it for the time that I get up in the morning. So there you go. 52 and a half minutes past the hour on this Wednesday morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call if you want to tell me how you spent your Cinco de Mayo. Were you without power at any point last night? See, I don't know how long the power outage lasted because I slept through the entire thing. But I do know it happened sometime before 4:30, sometime after 12 o'clock. As I say earlier on, a gentleman called in and was telling me his story about McDonald's. If he would like to call in and tell that story, feel free to do so. We'd love to hear that. And those are the things on the agenda this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Having a good morning here on WWGH Radio on this Wednesday, May the 6th, 2020. 53 and a half minutes past the hour. It's a funny world we live in, that's for sure. Right now it gets funnier by the day. People wearing masks, people not being able to go into restaurants, people having to alter their life. I'm sure a lot of people will be altering their life this upcoming weekend because of Mother's Day. But I think maybe what should happen with Mother's Day, and much like Easter was, and I guess this is how we're going to have to do these things, is try to do something, which is essentially why I told this story this morning. You know, if you can't visit your mom or you can't be around, maybe praise your mom on Facebook, social media. That's where we all are now. Heavens knows I'm into praising people on Facebook. So why not praise mom? Why not say all the good things she did? Maybe take her out. Do all kinds of things. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Mr. Spears.
Good morning. I am doing well this morning. How are you?
I'm doing hunky-dory.
Good to hear.
Yes, sir. I just want to get your opinion on what you thought of the governor's cuts he's made.
Well, you know, that's interesting. Yesterday, we saw a lot of the cuts he's made, and that's the lead story on a lot of the news reports this morning. And it seems to be like a lot of the cuts are in the education world.
Yeah, that's something that really struck me. It was kind of odd there. I mean, I don't know if that's going to be such a good idea, because they're going to have to get it somewhere, isn't it?
Well, it's a funny thing, because I know right now they're saying, okay, this is where we're going to take the money out, but I don't know exactly what that means at this point. I don't know if that means less teachers. I don't know if that means less operate. I don't think the schools know at this point, because it just came down basically yesterday.
Well, I can almost guarantee you one thing. You're probably going to see if it really goes really this deep, you're going to see a lot of levies be put on, because they're going to have to do something for education there, you know?
Well, and it's an interesting thing, because it's been very hard to pass a levy or a bond issue in Marion County for quite some time. I know River Valley was able to pass one a couple years ago, but it's been tremendously hard in the last 10 or 15 years to pass any of those. So a lot of schools are already operating with grant money and things of that nature. And I don't know. I know that the first thing to go usually is the tutors and people of that nature who, you know, those extra things to try to help people get through school. I hope that doesn't happen, but that's a lot of money to be pulling out of the budget.
Well, you ain't a kid in there, and he said he had like a couple $1 billion in the rainy day fund, and he's only calling for doing this for like 2 months there. I don't see why he just don't take it out of there, and, you know, if worst comes to worst, well, then again, you don't know what he's going to have to do if he falls short on that. I just don't know how he's going to pay for all this and have a balanced budget. I could see him pulling his hair out.
Well, it's interesting. We know the Rainy Day Fund has continued to get bigger through the years of John Kasich and through the years of Mike DeWine, and I'm not really sure why they don't want to touch that money. I mean, I understand it's a Rainy Day Fund, but boy, I would certainly think most people consider this once-in-a-lifetime pandemic to be a rainy day.
Well, I guarantee you, he's not going to make everybody happy either what he does, and it, whichever way he does decide to go, you know, you're always going to have somebody that's going to have a beef with him on why'd you do that and why'd you do this.
Well, that's true. There's always going to be naysayers, and that's what most of the pundits are doing this morning, is critiquing what he said yesterday, which is pretty much what they do every year. But this morning is definitely about the budget. There's no doubt at all.
That's politics. I mean, that's what I call it.
That's right.
All right, Scott. I'm thinking about going fishing this morning.
Oh.
Once it warms up a little bit.
Yeah, we'll hope that temperature goes. It got a little nippy last night.
Yeah, but the fish don't. Fish doesn't seem to bother the fish that much.
Well, enjoy it if you do.
I will there, bud.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Again, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944, 58 minutes past the hour. We'll certainly be glad to take your phone call, 740-383-9944. Yeah, that was an interesting topic yesterday, the governor's budget cuts and how that's all going to play out over the next 6 or 8 months. I don't know. A lot of money out of education at this particular point. What do you do? I guess you just deal with it. Right now, that's what you're doing with everything. You're just dealing with it. You just got to say, okay, this is what's going to happen. We're going to forge ahead. We're going to go on. Life will go on. And everything, hopefully, will turn out okay. And I'm glad not many people lost their power last night. Thank goodness. It wasn't a particularly cold night or a particularly warm night. That's bad when you lose the power on those nights, because that's when you lose the heat and the air conditioning. So last night, not too bad. And the hot water tank, the electric hot water tank, continues to work, so I had hot water for my shower this morning, which certainly makes me a happier person as we go along here. Don't forget Charlie Evers' show coming up this morning, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Glenn Coble and I set in, and I've got a whole nother hour to go on the other side of this very important news break with the mayor and Tracy Kinsler. So stay tuned. I'll be back in about 10 minutes.
I just think my prayer to the real God. I said, hey, man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer, but I am not one of them. I said, if you need some help, if you're tired, 12, like 19.